This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you all so much for coming out for my birthday. By the way, if you want to stop by Aviva Trattoria, we will be here till 6 o'clock. You can get a free book. You can get a slice of cake. You can come see Chef Anthony and learn about all the incredible food here. And this is just a side note. If you go to GraceCurlyShow.com and click on store, you can still get a Grace's Goodies. So you can get a gift card for Aviva Trattoria. It's a $50 gift card. You're getting it for just $25, which is an unbelievable deal. So go to GraceCurlyShow.com for that. Joining me now on the program is Chef Anthony. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for being here. It's great to have you.
Anthony, let's talk a little bit about the food here, because everyone has been coming up to me and saying, okay, we heard you talk about Aviva a lot. We know you love it. You were right. The food is delicious. But what surprises me is that, you know, for lunch, people want to go a little lighter. A lot of really great salads out here today.
Thank you. And again, it's summertime, and we like to lighten things up a bit. Chef Roberto's, you know, working hard in the kitchen, making some of these things really happen. He's right over here doing a film op for us. The roasted beet salad with the butternut squash eggnolotti, I think you're going to be getting that for lunch
today. I just ordered it.
We've got a wonderful marinated watermelon salad. We've got the, of course, the all-popular Aviva salad as well. So we take care of the light side of things. We also have a lot of fun with, you know, it's some Italian classics.
Howie Carr had the lasagna earlier today.
Yep. So he's a big fan of the new lasagna fritters.
Yep.
Our fresh Aviva homemade lasagna, battered, deep fried. We're serving that with some whipped ricotta, ranch, pesto ranch sauce, some Aviva marinara as well, some greens. It's just really a finger-licking great kind of a dish.
There's so many good things here. Let's talk more about this menu. Now, beyond that, you have a lot of the other classics, chicken parm, right. All that good stuff.
Right, chicken parm, piccatas, marsala. We do a great salt and bocca, wonderful pork chop, huge pork chop, milanese. There's a wonderful antipasti there right in front of us with some chips and a cauliflower skillet. So these are all some wonderful favorite items that people do come here and enjoy.
And all of your restaurants, Maynard, Malden, Westford, Wrentham, they all have really great bars. And
right. People
do love to sit at these beautiful bars, get themselves a nice cocktail. Sometimes it's sangria. That's what the mailer manager likes.
Oh, the best.
Sometimes it's just a nice, refreshing beer.
Right. And you know, as we're sitting here, everyone's watching us. It's a wide open kitchen. Not only getting the show from the kitchen and the cooks in the back, but all obviously today we're here celebrating your birthday and getting really excited for that cake coming out here soon.
I know. The cake will be here soon. Now, Anthony, one more reminder for everyone. Go to GraceCurlyShow.com to get an Aviva gift card. It's a $50 gift card, but you're getting it for just $25. That's half off. So go to GraceCurlyShow.com. One last thing, though, before we go. The question for the audience right now, we already have some people on the lines. The number is 844-500-4242. The question is, I'm turning 30, technically on Tuesday, but we're celebrating today. And I threw it out to my Twitter followers. I said, what is advice you wish you had when you were 30 years old, if you could go back? I got plenty of responses online, which I will read. But I want to ask you, Anthony.
Absolutely.
Give me some of your wisdom.
I had to think about it a little bit, and I thought back, you know, when I was 30 and getting these restaurants up off the ground, I worked my tail off. My suggestion to you would be find a healthy work-life balance. Stay in touch with the people that matter the most to you. And I think when you have those people around you, like we do here with our family, it's an extended family. We love what we do. when we come to work, it's not really work for us. It's just it's our passion for what we do. And I think you share a lot of that every day. You share that with your listeners and obviously today with our guests. So that work-life balance, I think, is really important. You may start having children soon. You want to be at those games and watch them grow up. So that's my advice to you.
Very good advice. Thank you, Anthony. And everyone give Chef Anthony a big round of applause. Thank you so much, sir.
For being here.
And everyone, you still have time, so come to Aviva Trattoria in Maynard. We will be here until 6 o'clock, and the cake will come out. You can still get free books. All right, now I want to read a couple of these responses I got when I threw this out on Twitter. And some of these you might agree with, some you won't, but that's why I'm throwing it out to the callers as well. Here's one. They say, this too shall pass, good or bad, nothing lasts, so treat it that way. Enjoy when life is good and be kind. When it's bad, you'll have people there who love you, and so on. Another person wrote, buy Bitcoin. Another person wrote, always save at least 10 to 20% of your paycheck every month, even in addition to any 401k you might have. Here's D. Laurent wrote, don't procrastinate on big life decisions nor on professional initiatives. Even a non-optimal decision or creation is better than waiting for the right time or perfect product. That's good advice. Here's Catherine. She wrote in, that 30 is not old, not at all. Michael writes, look outward at the big picture. All right, so I'm throwing it out to the callers. It's 844-500-4242. I got some advice from people here. One woman was really nice, Anita. She came up to me and said, life gets better from here on out. I mean, everything gets better when you turn 30. It's a great time. So maybe that's true. Maybe some people will disagree. We'll find out. Lee, you're up next. Go ahead, Lee.
Happy birthday, Grace. If I had to give you some advice, I'd say wear sunscreen, get a raise for you and the staff so you can buy some more gold.
Wear sunscreen and buy gold. Those are two really good ones. Wearing sunscreen is something that people now are very, very hyper aware of, but I think a big part of it too is when you're driving in the car and you've got the window, because I have one side of my face where I'm noticing some sunspots, and it's the side that's, you know, facing the sun when I drive. 844-500-4242. Baxter, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Baxter.
Well, first, Grace, happy 30th birthday, Grace.
Thank you.
I want to answer your question, but also check your social media platforms. I sent you some personal messages about a possible guest for your show, and I hope you get a chance to get some time to look at it, okay?
Will do.
On your, and so my advice would be I look at the epic poem by Homer, the Odyssey, and I think that you should, at 30 years old, if you haven't done it already, go on a hero's adventure and go out and into the unknown, take some risks, seek some challenges, and then learn, and then come back home and be transformed. And I would say that take a hero's journey at 30 years old if you haven't, because life is too short.
All right, so I don't know if this counts as a hero's journey by any means, but I was thinking about going to Ireland for my 30th birthday. I don't know if that's a hero's journey, but it might be really fun. No, Baxter, very good advice. By the way, what I really like about this question is that when I put it out on social media, it really ran the gamut of, like, some of the advice was really deep and heartfelt and, you know, sounded like something you'd have written out on a plaque in your kitchen. And then some of it was just logical advice. And here's one for the ladies in the audience. Mary says, most drugstore makeup and skincare is just as good as the overpriced stuff at Sephora. Save your money. Do we agree or disagree? I see Jeannie's going, no, I disagree as well. And I know maybe this is something I'll learn now that I'm 30, but I got the champagne taste. I like it pricey. I do. I like to spend money on my skincare. 844-500-4242. This person wrote, stop giving a bleep about what other people think of you. I think that just comes with time. When you get older, you just have less patience for what people think. Another person wrote, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't get any older. Too late for that. It's my birthday. 844-500-4242. We'll keep taking your calls on this. What is advice you wish you had when you were 30. And just as a side note, we're here celebrating my birthday at Aviva Trattoria in Maynard. And I just want to say a big thanks to everyone who's come up to me today and has been enjoying the show, enjoying the program. The common theme is I wasn't sure if I was going to like it, but you're doing a good job, which I understand the hesitation. But I'm very happy that people gave the show a chance and have been tuning in every day. So the number is 844-500-4242. Keep texting in. Keep calling in. We'll take all your calls when we come back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
This is Howie's favorite, this bumper. This is Steely Dan, right? Is there gas in the car? Kid Charlemagne. See, I've learned a few things working with Howie. Most of the music things I've learned have not been willingly. It's from driving him around, but still. Valuable knowledge. 844-500-4242. All right, so people have come up to me during the breaks here at Aviva Trattoria in Maynard. One particular very kind listener said the 30s were the best decade, 40s were fabulous, 50s were fun, and then she said, I'll stop there. But a lot of people are coming up and telling me it's really, really fun, and life's about to get really good. Let's go to the callers here. Tony, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Grace, good afternoon and a happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And I just want to give you the best advice, okay? You do a great job covering topics the way you just dissect and analyze them. And my advice is once you turn 30, come in with a home run show and take 1 to 2 hours and talk about 2,000 Mules, the movie, because it has not been covered enough in the media at all. And I think you could be the one to step up and get the job done.
That's good advice, Tony. I didn't know what you were about to say there. I didn't know if you were about to give me some real constructive criticism, which I take very well, by the way. I will not cry that much if you give me constructive criticism. No, Tony, that's good advice. I actually have not seen it yet. I know they did the premiere at Mar-a-Lago, and I know a lot of people have watched it and are really liking it. So I'll try to watch that maybe next weekend. Wendy, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. And by the way, if anyone wants to call in with advice, it's 844-500-4242. Getting a lot of people telling me to save money, which I think is always good advice, no matter what age you are. Wendy, go ahead.
Yes, saving money is good, but looking good is even better. Take the high-end skincare products in your... When you're young, you don't really need them, because by the time you're my age at 68, it will shave 10 to 20 years off.
See, you know what, Wendy? You just solidified all of my decisions to buy expensive creams and moisturizers. Thank you very much, Wendy. I also would say this, and I know people are going to get mad. I don't care. Botox, man. Botox is... It's just the best. I mean, it's better than any high-end skin cream you can find. So I'm not changing that either. That's just going to increase as I get older. Peggy, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Grace. Happy birthday, kid. My advice to you is a little bit on the financial side. Pay cash when you can. Be smart with your money. Don't get into credit card debt. And most importantly, find a couple of really worthwhile charities and support them.
Yeah, that's very, very good advice. You know, to have a few charities that you're passionate about, or that you know the people who run it and you feel like they do a lot of good work. Very, very good advice, Peggy. I appreciate it. Getting a lot of texts as well. My advice to you, Grace, travel every time you get a chance before you have kids. It's not the same after you have kids. Happy birthday. But you know what? I have a few girlfriends who have young babies, and they've told me the same thing. They say, be spontaneous now, because once you have kids, it's life is still fun, life is still great, but it just involves a lot more planning than it does before you have kids. And so I agree with that. Zebra, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. We're at Aviva Trattoria in Maynard. What's your advice for me, Zebra?
Well, besides going to Viva Trattoria for your next meal, but you're there already. I hear a lot of financial advice, which I was going to give you, but still let the rest of the people deal with it, because you deal with great people that are makers, not takers. There's those people out there. But one thing I would give to you is, from an old man to a young person starting out, keep your nuclear family tight, and whatever grief the world gives you, hang it up outside before you come in the door, because you need to keep the people that are close to you close.
That is great advice, Zebra. I love that. I really do. And yeah, I think when you come home, that's a big part of it too, is not taking work with you. I think people do that a lot, and it does affect, you know, your personal life. Thanks for the advice, Zebra. I really appreciate it. I'm still reading some of these. Don't sweat the small stuff. Stop eating so much. Push back from the table sooner and stay out of the Burger King drive-thru. That next great job opportunity, don't bleeping take it. Steven wrote on Twitter. Seems like Steven's very upset. Stephanie, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Stephanie. Are you there, Stephanie? No, I can hear you, but you're not there. Let's see. Investing and saving money, that's a big one. This is one that sounds like it's coming from Howie. He says, nothing is on the level. Start planning for retirement. Buy investment property. It's time to start taking better care of yourself. Some people are coming off like they're trying to lecture me a little bit. Like, I'm looking for advice, but you don't need to yell. Diet and exercise are super important to healthy aging and reducing the effects of aging. Okay. 844-500-4242. Keep calling in with your advice. We'll have Howie's advice after the break. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back, and it's a great value. The top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACE3. Jared, what's the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Do you think the baby formula shortage will be over by July?
That's what the FDA commissioner is saying. I think his name's Rob Califf. I say no.
81% of the audience believes no.
Okay, Bob, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Grace, love the show. My advice has to do with nightlife after you turn 30. You're not as young and spry as you used to, so if you're holding court at the Whiskey Priest or wherever you go now, you got to make sure you build in about 2 or 3 days for the hangover. You can't just bounce back the next day. So,
Bob spitting facts.
Yeah, the bounce back definitely suffers the older you get. It is kind of crazy, Jared, because the next morning you're just hurting more the older you get.
Yeah, you hurt physically for days. It's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. I mean, Jared, not to throw you under the bus here, but you hurt your knee, and when people ask you how you did it, you say it was from
stepping on a curb in your 40s.
Stepping on a curb in your 40s. That's what did Jared in. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next up. Go ahead, Joe.
Grace, God bless you, and I wish you and your husband the very best. But as a father of 5 children, all, God bless them, are successful. There is nothing more precious than family. So I think Zebra really hit it. And but the most precious thing are the children, and you can never, ever love them enough. You can never give them enough affection and care, and because it all comes back tenfold. So I wish you the very best, you and your husband, but family is the key, and there's nothing greater than children. Nothing in this world.
Great advice, Joe. Let's have some more of that. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We are live from Aviva Trattoria in Maynard for my birthday celebration. Thank you all so much for coming. Thank you to everyone at Aviva for doing such a great job. We really appreciate it. And to Anthony and Marcy for always putting on such a wonderful event. You still have time to get here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. We're giving away free books. We are also giving away cake very soon. I know someone who's very excited about that. 844-500-4242. You can still call in and give me a little bit of your sage wisdom before I turn 30 years old. Howie Carr is joining me now. Howie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Give me a big round of applause, everybody.
You are Jeb Bush. Please clap. You're like Joe Biden. Come on. You're a dull crowd.
It's please great. Clap. It's great. Please come down here to the Aviva Trattoria in Maynard. This is the old site of the Digital Mills, and they really made. I was telling the mailroom manager they really made lemonade out of a lemon here. You know, when digital went out of business. I mean, this place is great.
It's beautiful.
They have pretty good pizza.
And you can not only come down to Aviva, you can do all your shopping for the weekend at the Basket. They got a giant new Basket here. They got the 110 Grill. They got a paper store. They got a package store. They got everything down here. Just come on down and get all your shopping done for the weekend. And come by and see us and say hello. And you can get a really special picture from me today. I took the big bandage off, but I still got a small bandage on. So this is something. And that's my advice for you, Grace.
I mean, honestly, how
my Grace is suntan lotion.
Yeah, someone else already said that.
I know. I just want to chime in on it, you know?
You know, yesterday's nose covering was so beakish and strange looking that this one really is, I think it was good you came in with yesterday's because this is a huge improvement.
Thank you, and I'm hopeful that there'll be even a better one when I return to the Newsmax airwaves on Tuesday.
But Howie, you probably have some radio advice for me, or some career advice. You've been in this business a long time.
Yeah, just pick the people underneath you very carefully, because you know I did okay, but you know.
Oh no! Is this a subtle dig at me?
No! I'm just saying, watch out for people coming behind you. I mean, because look at Wimpy Bennett thought he had a good guy working for him in Stevie Fleming, and Donald Killeen thought he had a good guy working for him in Whitey Bulger. You know, so be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's actually really good advice. By the way, I just wanted to thank all the brave men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice. We are heading into Memorial Day weekend, and we thank you all. We want to honor our nation's heroes this weekend, and let us remember all the people who courageously gave their lives for our freedom. Freedom is not free. We say that all the time, but it is true. And, you know, what we're learning now, too, Howie, with all of this stuff, whether it's censorship or whatever the topic is, Ronald Reagan said we're always just one generation away from losing that freedom. We all have to fight for it, and that is very true. And right. Have you been following what's happening with Elon Musk and Twitter?
Well, I mean, he's just he's become public enemy number one. I mean, he's really very close to Donald Trump. He's ahead of Ron DeSantis in terms of, you know, being on the left-wing public enemy list.
But the craziest thing has
happened.
It's like
Casey Kasem's top 40. Who's number one this week, you know, on the most hated list?
But the craziest thing has happened. So first he said, I'm going to buy Twitter. And all the people at Twitter were like, no, we need a poison pill. We're not going to let him buy it. This is terrible. He's going to let people have free speech on the free speech platform. This cannot stand. This would be the worst thing in the world. Okay. Now he's saying Twitter's full of a lot of bots, and the people at Twitter have no incentive to get rid of the bots because the more bots, the more technically users they have, which boost their value. So now he's kind of trying to back out of it, and now Twitter's saying, you have to buy us. You have to purchase Twitter. It's like the tables have turned.
Well, I guess the fact is, though, now he's made it very obvious to everybody in the world that the company's not worth as much money. So they've decided, as the old saying goes, living well is the best revenge. Let's just all cash out.
Yes. Yes, I think so, too. By the way, we're still getting advice here on the text line. 781 says, Curly, give your listeners more freebies. It will make you feel better.
Well, come on down and get a freebie here. The books are free, and I'm going to continue giving away the books in my show. That's how magnanimous a mood I'm in.
781 says, Curly, start saving for retirement if you haven't already. The rest of your life will be much less stressful if you're on track to be financially secure.
No, that's true. You're saving. You got a 401k.
I do have a 401k.
Because you have a generous boss.
I do.
Mr. Big.
How does it all circles back to you, Howie. It really does.
I'm playing to the peanut gallery here at Aviva Trattoria. Everybody's amused here.
You know, Howie, I'm going to read you something right now, and it's I'm glad we're able to get to this. Biden's approval rating dropped to 38%, and 52% disapprove of the job he's doing. That now, the last time this was taken, it's an Emerson poll, it's dropped 4 points since the last time. So every
exponentially.
Time... Thank you, Jared. Every time it seems like he's bottomed out as far as these polls go, don't underestimate his ability to bleep things up.
I would like to know what his favorability rating is among the people who heard his commencement address at the U.S. Naval Academy this morning.
Oh.
Because
it's a doozy?
It was a real barn burner.
By
really?
The way, once you're commissioned, remember, I'm your commander-in-chief.
Oh, no, the whisper. We got to do a poll question someday. What's worse, the yell or the whisper? Because I always go back and forth. Sometimes I think it's the angry man yell, but the whisper makes the hair on my neck stand up.
You know, who's the but in this case he's telling him he's their boss. So who's the scariest horror movie villain you ever ran into? And just think of it, he comes up to you and says, "I'm your boss."
You know, the scariest.
Like Freddy Krueger, for instance.
Remember, I'm your commander in chief.
Oh. And they're all just like, oh my gosh, he is.
Is it too late to become a conscientious objector?
You know what, Howie? Since you've joined the show a little early today.
Yes.
I want to do something really quick here. It's a story I didn't think I'd have time to get to, but with your help, we'll be able to row through it pretty quick. There was a story yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. It's written really well. It's easy to understand. Justice Department won't charge FBI agents in Nassar case failures. The Justice Department said Thursday it is standing by an earlier decision not to charge the FBI agents who disregarded the Olympic gymnast allegations that Larry Nassar, the doctor, sexually assaulted them. Now, there's a few parts of this that stick out. Now, the two names here are Jay Abbott and Michael Langman. And just so everyone knows, Abbott, and Howie was asking me about this earlier today, Abbott is the one who was interviewing with someone at USA Gymnastics about a security position. And he was the guy who decided not to really do any
Again, this is like everything eventually comes around. You know, the past is not past. Because that's what they used to do in Boston. With Connolly would bring these guys around, these FBI agents, when they had a mandatory retirement age of 50. And he would bring them around and introduce them to Billy Bulger, and then they'd get him a job. And then Connolly gets a job when he has to retire at age 50. And that's what they're all looking for. When the FBI in L.A. grabbed the Marilyn Monroe phone logs back to the White House in 62 after she died, the chief agent in L.A., guess what he got a year later?
What?
Head of security for the National Football League. That's a good retirement job.
But, Howie...
This is what they always do. I mean, it's just another indication of how corrupt they are.
But you always talk about a certain FBI guy from way back when, the Kennedy days. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Which one?
His name starts with a J.
J. Edgar Hoover?
Yeah. Do you think he has anything on these people at this point? I mean, I think he would look at this. Let me just read you a couple of things about this case, because this is important. They didn't document the meeting with USA Gymnastics or the receipt of evidence in the form of a thumb drive in which Nassar described his procedures in graphic terms.
Again, this is the same thing with what's going on with Baker and Sussman. Nothing documented, so now they can't prove the case.
And worse yet, Mr. Langman conducted the interview with Maroney, the gymnast Maroney, Michaela Maroney, but didn't document it until February 2017, which is around the time the Wall Street Journal first reported delays in the investigation. In other words, CYA, he tries to go back. And she says that the agent then recorded statements that she didn't even make and has never made. And I just want to read one more thing here, Howie, and then I'll get your comment. I think this is a good idea. So John Manley, he's the lawyer for all these gymnasts, Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, who's actually from Needham.
Right.
He completely blasted this announcement and said he wanted Congress to hold new hearings with the FBI agents testifying under oath so they, and this is the quote, have to look upon the faces in the gallery of the young girls they allowed to be molested. I think that's a good idea. Have them come in.
They'll lie. I mean, how many times did Comey say he couldn't remember? when they asked him about it. They say over 200 times he said, I can't remember. He put Billy Bulger to shame when he came to having
true.
Failure to recollect. Or he'll just say, I'd like to address that, but it gets back to sources and methods.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't jeopardize the investigation.
Yeah, the investigation continues. You know, the thing is, Grace, J. Edgar Hoover, all he wanted to do was keep working after the age of 70. They had a mandatory retirement age. He was coming up against it. So all he wanted to do was just keep working. That was his goal. I mean, people like Comey, they wanted to overthrow the government of the United States of America. They wanted to subvert Donald Trump's administration by framing him, by railroading him. And it's like Roger Stone was saying on my show yesterday. You know, this agent that led the raid on his house in 2019 testified this week that he knew it was all BS in 2016. 2016, he knew it was crap, and he's leading a pre-dawn raid with 29 FBI agents, including amphibious craft in the canal and helicopters up above on a guy who lied to Congress about something that didn't occur.
And CNN just happened to be there to catch all of that important
right.
footage of Roger Stone. Yeah, Howie, let's go to the callers here really quick before we wrap this up. John, you're next up. I think you want to give me some 30th birthday advice. Go ahead, John.
I do, Grace, and it's coming from a father of four, two boys, two girls. And the old adage, spend as much time as you can with your parents and love them to death. Because the old adage goes, a son's a son until he takes a wife. A daughter's a daughter for the rest of her life.
Very, very true. That is how it works. Most of the daughters go with, most of the sons go with the wives' families, and the sons, you know, usually in a relationship, the guys have no choice. They have to go with where the wife wants to go. Jim, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Grace. Happy 30th birthday.
Thank you.
I have three children. My daughter is the youngest. She lives out in Colorado, and she loves to travel. So I encourage you to go traveling in Europe and the British Isles.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Jim. I will take you up on that. I do think I'm going to travel in the fall, so I'm excited. 844-500-4242. Howie, make the announcement again about your book so people know that we are prolonging the freebie.
Right. We're prolonging the Grace Curley giveaway. If you come down today to the Aviva Trattoria in Maynard, you come in and you watch our show, my show, coming up for the next 3 hours, starting at 3, you can get a free copy of one of my books, and I'll be glad to autograph it, and Grace will be here. We'll take pictures with you, and we can personalize the book. And just come on down.
And you can go to Market Basket, too.
And you can get your weekend shopping
done.
You got all. There's all kinds of. This is a great new open strip mall area, shopping area in Maynard, Massachusetts. And also, if you want to get a gift certificate to the Aviva Trattoria, it's not going to be good for today. But we have $50 gift certificates for $25. Just go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Got a handful left that we've been selling for the last couple of days, but they're going to be gone soon. And this is a great place. Everybody having a good time here today?
Thank you all so much for coming. All right, Mark, you're next up. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Grace, thank you. My advice for you is... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm echoing here. Hold on a second. There, hopefully that's better.
Yes, it is.
There. My advice for you is not to worry and to relax. You probably, actually, I think you definitely know a lot more than people will give you credit for. And what I mean by that is you're young, recently got married. I'm sure it sounds like you and your husband are planning on having kids. That's great. We need kids who have moms like Grace Curley, no question. You live in this world where everybody's dying to convince you, you know, social media, government, that you know nothing and you have to reach out and listen to everybody else to figure it out. You've got a voice inside you that knows what's right every time. And especially thinking about moving into this phase where eventually you folks will have kids, you'll know what's best for them. if you can silence out what's going on outside. And also sometimes you need to silence some of the fear or tension or doubt that goes on for all of us sometimes inside. You'll know exactly what to do, and you'll be a great mom.
Thank you, Mark. That was so nice. Round of applause for Mark. My listeners are so deep and introspective. I love it. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. All right, we'll be right back with more Howie. And don't forget, you can still get here and watch Howie's show, get a free book. He's going to give them away until 6 o'clock. And get a slice of cake all on the arm. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley, she's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and for the boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for coming out today to Aviva Trattoria in Maynard. Thank you to everyone at Aviva for taking care of us today. You all did a great job. And we'll be here till 6 o'clock. We still have police blotter facts, all that really fun stuff coming up. You can still get a free book until 6. You can still get a slice of cake. It's going to be a really fun afternoon. Today's car crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. Howie, the news this week was really heavy. There's just no getting around that. But you have other stories today, too, that you're going to get to.
Right. We'll definitely get to Brandon's speech to the Naval Academy. And that was a real showstopper. And,
a head scratcher,
whatever you want to call it. It was Brandon at his finest, and we'll do some other stuff. There's all kinds of news today. We'll have to talk about this situation where the cops in Texas are now admitting that they screwed everything up.
They made the wrong decision. And Howie, I wonder if you agree with me, but you don't often hear people in front of a TV camera on a microphone saying we made the wrong decision. This is a big deal.
No, what did the FDA guy say yesterday? We didn't make the optimal decision.
Yeah, they try to dance around it a little bit.
That's a good way. Yeah, we totally screwed up. We didn't open the whistleblower's message for 5 months.
844-500-4242. Thank you to everyone for coming out for my birthday. Stick around and come by for the Howie Carr Show till 6 o'clock.
Cake is still to be cut.